football action last night. Oregon held off California 24-17. That game in Eugene, Oregon. Clemson over Syracuse 17-14 last night. The Pitt Panthers in Blacksburg today to take on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 3:30. Robert Morris Colonials are in North Alabama to take on the North Alabama University Lions. That game starts at 7. Penn State and Carnegie Mellon are both off. CMU Tartans coming off a big upset victory over number 24-ranked Westminster last week. Steelers are in action tomorrow when they host the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are placing star quarterback Russell Wilson on injured reserve as he recovers from surgery on his right middle finger. Wilson injured a finger on his throwing hand October 7th against the Los Angeles Rams. Steelers, of course, will be without wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. The star season is over after he injured his right shoulder in the Steelers' victory over Denver. Ben Roethlisberger says number 19 is not replaceable, but one of several Steelers will try tomorrow. Game time at Heinz Field is at 8:20.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Showers likely for the rest of the afternoon, high of 64, although I don't think we're going to get there. Rain likely overnight, mostly cloudy, 46. Isolated showers Sunday morning, partly sunny, high of 60. Monday, sunny, 63. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 68. Currently 58 in Beaver County, 54. And Butler, also 54 in Washington, 56 under cloudy skies here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 56 degrees at WRCT with new music from 21 Pilots.
On Monday, not a sound.
Sense of time or two. Weeks feel like days. Medicaid in the afternoon. And I just want to know, have you lost your footing too? I just pray that I'm not losing you. Catch me floating circles in my fishbowl. Keep things fresh. She said that I should change my clothes. I exaggerate the life we used to know.
From 21 Pilots here on Radio 9, the Marquees are going to take us to news time. Captain Jack from Munhall, I hear you knocking. I'll try to pick up here next time, as long as my mouth isn't running on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and WRCT Pittsburgh. FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kate Fisher with The Week in Review. A British lawmaker has died after being stabbed. Sir David Amess was married with five children. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spoken of his shock and sadness at the loss of, quote, one of the kindest people in politics. He is the second serving MP to be killed in the past 5 years, following the murder of Joe Cox in 2016. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
Police say they were called to reports of a stabbing at a constituency surgery being held by Conservative MP Sir David Amess. In a statement, police confirm he was treated by emergency services but died at the scene. A 25-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murder and a knife was recovered. Police say they're not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. David Amess was 69 years old and had been an MP in Essex in southeast England since 1983. Ollie Barrett, London.
The US will lift travel restrictions for fully vaccinated international travellers, including from more than two dozen previously banned countries, on November the 8th. The White House is also easing restrictions on overland border crossings from Canada and Mexico. Our US correspondent Caroline Malone reports.
Fully vaccinated visitors will be able to travel to the United States from November 8th. Including those from previously banned countries. The White House says the travelers will have to show proof of both a vaccination and a recent negative COVID test before boarding flights. People traveling by land will not need to provide a negative test. Pandemic restrictions are also being eased on overland crossings from Canada and Mexico. In September, the Biden administration announced it would lift bans on European and other travelers. The White House says the new travel policies are being guided by public health. Caroline Malone, Washington.
India is also relaxing its travel restrictions for foreign tourists amid a decline in daily COVID-19 infections. It will grant tourist visas to passengers arriving on chartered flights. Our correspondent Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
India's borders have been closed to overseas tourists since March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Following the relaxations, which come into effect on Friday, India will also offer tourist visas to passengers arriving on commercial flights from the 15th of November. The move is expected to bring some relief to a sector that has been battered by the pandemic. But some doctors are concerned that this could fuel a third wave of infections, which many say is inevitable as the festive season is also underway in the country, prompting many people to travel and gather in crowds. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Come and you go.
Tops on Radio 9, 206, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of quality time with me here on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies. Support for this broadcast on Tube City Online Radio comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Now that you're not a kid anymore,
you're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
To be Bobby's girl.
Well, save your money. You can get an operation.
Quiet, you. Who let you in anyways?
Can you get that at the veterinary hospital? Is that where you go?
Get out of here. Who let these... Security?
Who let these people in?
Mercy. Jim Croce on Radio 9.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. What I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you. love you in a song.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Donahue's Downtown, Ray Wells Hamburgers, Allegheny Airlines, and viewers like you.
Radio 9.
Jay Thurber! Does it by request?
John from Brentwood called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Pablo Cruz. You say him, we play him on the Mighty Radio 9. Pablo Cruz, going out by request for John in Brentwood on Radio 9.
Radio 9!
I said that.
Plays more music.
I already said that. At 2:22, much more music time. New music from the Parents coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hello to Captain Jack, who called up to say that we played that Stan Freberg commercial for Mellon Bank. He said it gave him terrible flashbacks to having worked for Mellon Bank back in the day, mailing out those credit cards. I'm still waiting on mine, Jack. So if you want to check your pockets there, I'm still waiting on my Mellon Bank credit card. Family is important. When you're growing up, you need the connection that a family provides, especially in your teenage years. Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, is a new podcast that tells the compelling real-life stories of youth in foster care on their journey toward adoption and provides informational resources from experts in the field of adoption. Navigating Adoption is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. That's a mouthful. And is hosted by April Dinwoody. And if you've ever had your Dinwoody April, do you know just how painful that could be? Please join us by visiting adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption wherever you get your podcasts. A message from podcasts. They say podcast more in that than they actually say what the podcast is about. It's about youth in foster care. And now here's Foster Brooks. Now, Row House Cinema and Phil Foster. We've got Phil Foster is here. Foster Brooks is here. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic cult foreign animation and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. And if you can't eat an entire vegan on your own, they will let you divide it up onto separate plates. Row House Cinema is located in 4114 44 Fur, here. Yep. Let's rewind that. Just a little bit. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Larryville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. I yell at the students for messing with the underwriting announcements, and then I do it myself because I'm a bad disc jockey. No cookies for you.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Go for a cookie, actually. My stomach must be feeling a little bit better. Chance of rain, mainly before 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 64, they're saying, but I don't think we're going to make it there. A chance of rain overnight when maybe some drizzle, mostly cloudy, low of 46. The rain will fall vertically from the sky to the ground. Isolated showers on Sunday, partly sunny, otherwise with a high of 60. Sunny on Monday, 63. Tuesday, sunny, 68. Wednesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 71. 58 right now in Beaver County, 54 in Butler, 55. In Washington, outside our weather window here on Lyle Boulevard in downtown McKeesport. The rain has stopped, but it's cloudy, 56 degrees. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 57 at WRCT. New music from the Parents. parents. I have almost no information about them except that that's new music, and the tune is called Birthday Party here on Radio 9.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you. My wife says, Mr. Clean, there's no one who can top you. She's never found a cleaning job that's tough enough to stop you. Let's clean this basement wall. Mr. Clean, you're on the ball. Now clean this brush for me. You're amazing, Mr. C. Let's give the car a try. Mr. Clean, you're quite a guy.
He'll do kitchen sinks, laundry too.
Man, there's nothing you can't do. Thank you, Mr. Clean. You sure did make it easier. The weekend cleaning jobs are done. Now we can have some leisure. Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Mr. Clean.
We'll take the garbage out, though, the lazy
Mr.
bum.
Mr. Clean.
I'm Jay Thurber. Speaking of lazy bums, that's me. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. Here's TJ and the Shondells. It's 2:30.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
WJAS, I'm Chris Shovlin. No, I'm Jay Thurber, who's Johnny Mathis on Radio 9.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. For me.
Eric O'Brien, host of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Each week I bring you 2 hours of easy listening instrumentals and a few soft vocals, plus some friendly talk and maybe even a moment or two of silliness. Join me Fridays at 1 p.m. and again Sundays at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays at 8 a.m. here on Tube City Online Radio.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City Online.
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you? I really love you, Billy, and all.
Which way you going, Billy? It's going the wrong way. It's only going one way, though. Here's a little Lost Wax from the Sir Douglas Quintet on Radio 9.
Thank you.
Someday, baby, sooner or later. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, honey.
The Sir Douglas Quintet.
Oh, yeah.
On Radio 9. Dateline Flint, Michigan. A woman who allowed a store clerk to pick out her lottery tickets for her wound up winning a $1 million jackpot. The 47-year-old woman in Genesee County, Michigan, told the lottery officials she went into the Miller Point Convenience Mart in Flint to buy some scratch-off lottery tickets, but didn't know which one she wanted to buy, so she just asked the clerk to pick some out for me. She said, and I quote, she has not been identified, her name has not been released anyways. She said, quote, I was on my lunch break and decided to scratch them before heading back to work. When I realized I'd won $1 million, I thought for sure I was reading the ticket wrong. I couldn't believe it. She won her $1 million from a $10 ticket. She said some of the jackpot will go towards funding a family vacation and the rest will go into savings. We used to have one place I used to work. We used to have a lottery ticket pool. And somebody asked one of the people in the newsroom one time, what will you do if you win the Powerball? And he said, well, he said, you know, the first thing he would do is he was going to call his lawyer and verify that the ticket was, in fact, the winning Powerball ticket. He said, and next, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to kick the publisher straight in the crotch.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as
well. Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as
well. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I've got a gal, 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with her feet out the door, but
got a lot.
Yeah.
she wants, you wanna change your mind every night, but my girl is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodling.
Yeah, my girl is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodling.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she really got a lot.
Billy Lee Riley, I believe, in his Little Green Men was his backup group, I think, on Radio 9. We've got a request coming up. We're going to hear it right after this message.
Save a life and reverse an opioid overdose by contacting the Monyak Community Services. They offer the ATIS program that has been specializing in substance use treatment for over 35 years. They offer several different levels of care. Each are tailored to individual needs and personal circumstances. Visit www.mics.org/billboard.
Thank you very much.
Jay Thurber! Does it by request?
Zeb in the car somewhere in Elizabeth Township called 412-385-7450, and he said the Penguins are back in action. Of course, hockey season has started up again, and tonight they are hosting the Chicago Blackhawks. And he said, several years ago, Jay Thurber, you mixed up a song with Stompin' Tom Connors and Mike Lang. Do you think you could play that to cheer the Pens on to victory? You say them, we play them.
How come is it that we ain't got a hockey song?
Come on, come on, come on. Let's go.
Hello again, everybody. This is Mike Lang.
Hello out there. We're on the air.
It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh.
Tension grows. The whistle blows.
The bingo game's about to roll.
The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars.
He shoots and scores.
At the good old hockey game. Skates a flash, the home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees. They travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
And we are tied at one. Oh, look out, Loretta.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name.
Oh, how much fried chicken can you eat?
And the best game face off down the rink.
And the kitchen is closed.
And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink.
Who buys Sam a drink and gives dog one, two.
Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in.
And the Penguins win.
It's the good old hockey game.
And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Oh, the good old hockey game.
Great Stompin' Tom Connors with an assist from Mike Lang here on Radio 9.
Plays good guy hit.
We sent that out to Zeb somewhere in the car in Elizabeth Township. Hello to Chris listening in Green Tree. He said, if you were an eagle that escaped from the aviary, where would you prefer to be? Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona with a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. Or at Tranquility Base? That's a good question.
Time keeps on
slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. And time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Steve Miller Band here on Radio 9. That song goes back to, what, 1978, thereabouts? Good question, Chris. If you were an eagle, would you rather be in a cage? Or would you rather be flying out there at North Park? What did you say, hanging on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, waiting for that girl in the flatbed Ford? There you go. That's the one. New music from Yolo Tango as we wrap up this edition of the program. 2:53, much more music time. 6 minutes to go until 3 o'clock. Please stay tuned for Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies. And thank you for spending a little bit of time with me here this Saturday afternoon.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Yes, indeedy. Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at PNC. What is it called? Pittsburgh Paints, PPG Paints Arena. Pittsburgh Paints Arena. My God, my brain just shorted out there for a second. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, and then my brain maybe will kick into action by then, too. In college football, Pitt Panthers in Blacksburg, Virginia, to take on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 3:30, just about a half hour from now. Robert Morris Colonials are on the road. They're taking on the North Alabama University Lions tonight at 7. Penn State Nittany Lions and Carnegie Mellon Tartans are both off. Tartans coming off a big victory over Westminster last week. They will be hosting Teal next week at Gesling Stadium. Steelers are hosting the Seattle Seahawks at Heinz Field. The Seahawks will be without star quarterback Russell Wilson. He is on injured reserve, recovering from surgery on his right middle finger. He injured the finger on his throwing hand October 7th when they were playing the Los Angeles Rams. The Steelers, of course, will be without wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. His season is over after he hurt his right shoulder in a win over Denver. And quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says number 19 is irreplaceable. But one of several Steelers receivers is going to try. Game time at Heinz Field is at 8:20.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Chance of rain this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 64, but we're not going to get there, I don't think. Chance of rain overnight, mostly cloudy, 46. Isolated showers on Sunday, partly sunny, 60. Sunny on Monday, 63. Tuesday, sunny, 68. Wednesday, sunny, 71. And a chance of showers in the area Thursday and Friday. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 58 in Beaver County, 54 in Butler, 56 under cloudy skies outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 57 at WRCT with new music from Yola Tango. University, California University, and Edinburgh University are all merging into one university that's going to be called Pennsylvania Western University. That was announced this week. They are picking a logo, and the different campuses, I guess, will continue to keep their mascots. But the original plan, a lot of people don't know this, they were only going to merge Indiana University of Pennsylvania with Clarion University of Pennsylvania. They were going to call it, this is exclusive to Radio 9, they were going to call it Indiana Clarion University of Pennsylvania. But then they realized that only perverts would want to go to ICUP.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
All right, it's about time for me to make like a banana and split.
Bring me sunshine.
You can find me on Facebook, where more of this nonsense continues, and Twitter, Jay Thurber Show on social media. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. We'll be back, good Lord willing, next Saturday afternoon, starting at noon, with all the dusty discs and the priceless platters. Stay tuned for Doug Goffis coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies and the Navajo watched the lazy skies and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking,
doot, doot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo, who used to bake friolis in cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their friolis in Does and Lux, a pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Toot, toot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, high-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
The Mills Brothers, from the 2021 release of America's Greatest Hits, 1947, and we heard Across the Alley from the Alamo. Glad to have you along for another edition of Goffa's Golden Oldies, featuring adult standards, nostalgia, and oldies from the 50s and 60s, with a splash of cuts from the 40s and 70s, with occasional bonus tracks. I'm Doug Goffa's, your producer host for today's journey. Coming up later on, sprinkled throughout the show, three episodes of the 92nd Science Program, Climate Connections, and lots of tunes on the way for you. Later on, something from Walter Brennan, Johnny Costa, James Taylor, and so many more. But first, this is Thurston Harris.